I'm writing this letter to confirm that I know Pedro and have him as a close friend. I am living in Vancouver and currently working as a computer engineer. In 2009, I decided to move to Vancouver to live with my girlfriend, currently my wife, which was already a Canadian citizen. I met Pedro before immigrating to Canada, back in my hometown of São Paulo, where both of us used to live. At a time, despite our common interests, we haven't developed our friendship. During one of Pedro's visits to São Paulo, I had the opportunity to spend some time with him and learn more about life in Vancouver. I was apprehensive because moving to Canada would be one of the biggest changes in my life. Pedro was very supportive and gave me key advice to help me to get quickly adjust to my new life. Since that day, we have become very close. Pedro is a very honorable man, and our compatible personalities made us good friends. I consider Pedro and his family my own family in Canada. We are always gathering our friends together for special events, such as Christmas and Thanksgiving, or just regular social meetings. In all those situations, it's easy to see that he's a dedicated father and loving husband. He's generous and is always taking care of everybody and helping whenever some support is required. Today I know I can rely on him, and no matter what, he will be there for whatever I need, just like a brother. Either a simple advice or any support for the life obstacles, or even just for getting friends and family together and have a good time, Pedro is always my first option. Pedro recently told me about his HIV status and that this may prevent him to immigrate to Canada. He's kind, generous, honest, and very hard work individual. And in my view, Pedro makes an important contribution to the Canadian society. I believe this should be taken into account when deciding whether or not Pedro and his family should remain in Canada.